Longisa Fusile, formerly of the Treasury, was back in front of Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo earlier today to give some evidence about the nuclear deal and Jacob Zuma's eagerness to have that nuclear deal, despite what he was constantly being told by Treasury that the country could not afford it, and the link between him being told that we can't afford it and the firing of Nhlanhla Nene and his replacement by the weekend special. Erin Bates is a journalist at ENCA. How much detail did we get today, Erin?
John, we got a fair amount of detail today, particularly on National Treasury's modelling of three different options for the nuclear procurement deal. And they're finding that on all three options, it was unsustainable and it would have long-term costs to the fiscus, including on one forecast, a debt management or maintenance being down, diving deep into the concerns over National Treasury and its findings on the nuclear procurement deal.
And to what extent did he testify about Jacob Zuma's keenness to have this deal?
Well, interestingly, he did sort of speak to his keenness, this being the former president, and his eagerness, as we'd heard also from the likes of Praveen Gordhan, now Public Enterprises Minister, then Finance Minister, that Zuma, on his testimony, wanted the nuclear deal at all costs. But Fuzile actually, I thought, went into more detail on Zuma's disappointment with National Treasury. And he, repeating allegations we'd heard from other people, that Treasury was a obstacle to things like engine investments into SA Petroleum, concerns over decisions relating to the SAA board, social grants, and then, of course, chiefly from Fuzile today, the nuclear deal. So him really articulating in more finer sort of testimony the sort of disagreements and the destruction of the relationship between the then president and National Treasury officials.
And it struck me in the bits that I was able to watch and then the social media coverage of this, that although he didn't say so directly, he was making it quite clear that he believes that there is an unarguable link between Treasury's opposition to the nuclear deal and Nhlanhla Nene being recalled.
Yes, although he did in a moment, in a sliver, accommodate the possibility that it was all just a rather remarkable and quizzical coincidence that after a meeting where Treasury officials relayed their modelling and their serious concerns over the costs of a nuclear procurement deal, that soon afterward, Praveen Gordhan and Treasury officials were hailed back from a trip abroad and Gordhan was fired. Also importantly, he gave two anecdotes, one which was secondhand information, the other which involved Fuzile being in the room. But in the first instance, which he says was information relayed to him by someone in the presidency, the claim is that the then president said that on Treasury in relation to the nuclear deal, Zuma would shake the tree, and if the tree must fall, so be it. Fuzile interpreting this to mean the tree either being the Minister of Finance or National Treasury itself. Advocate Vincent Malenka of the Inquiry's legal team at pains there to emphasize this was, you know, broken telephone information effectively. And then the other anecdote, which involves Fuzile being in the room, occurred at Mahlamba and Glofu, the presidential guest house, during which Zuma entered the room during a discussion about nuclear, and during which he says, this is now Fuzile, that Gordhan told the then president directly that any nuclear procurement, if it were to happen and if being emphasized, would have to happen by the book. And here, John, is the clincher. If it didn't, Gordhan allegedly said to Zuma that it would make the arms deal look like, quote, a Sunday school picnic.
And what I found telling was also his recounting of Jacob Zuma saying to him that in other countries, finance ministers do what they're told, which shows to me a rather imperfect understanding of the way government should work.
Certainly, and that actually, quite interestingly, dovetails with comments in a New York Times article some time ago where Zuma is quoted as referring directly to Russian President Vladimir Putin and arguing that Putin gets such an easy ride compared to Zuma in South Africa in terms of having to deal with and brush up against legislation that gets in the way of what the head of state wants to do. But Fuzile quite repeatedly emphasized the importance of legislation in South Africa and also highlighted highlighting that at the time that the Gupta's accounts were closed by four South African banks, the state was trying to pass, or members of some of cabinet were trying to pass two new bills in order to strengthen South African legislative framework around financing, because we want to play in the big leagues, because the South African economy wants to be plugged into the global financial network, and then, according to Vuzile, needs to then be in tandem with developments and changes in legislation to buttress the global financial system against the likes of money laundering, fraud and corruption.
Thank you very much, Sharon Bates, a journalist at ENCA.